Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, when you think about what's taking place in the world, you're probably going to hear something quite often that may shock you, and people will have their opinions about it, but it's constitutional. Mm-hmm. And we need to think about this and understand it, because if not, we could be on the wrong side of the issue. And the word is martial law. Mm. Now, what is martial law? You think about it. You know, we are a republic or democracy where, you know, a government's by the people and for the people, and that we get to vote on things and things happen. But all of a sudden, and it's written in the Constitution, and just to let you know, George Washington was the first one to exercise martial law, is when basically things are just suspended. All of a sudden they mm-hmm. said, yeah, all that was happening, but I mean, it's sort of like this. You know, the father in the household, he goes, yes, kids, you can do this and you can do that. And all of a sudden the kids just go wild. Huh. And they come back to the father and they go, he says, listen, we need to rein this in a little bit, because, you know, you're going to get hurt. Something bad's going down. And they say, well, you told us we could do this, we could do that. And then the father says, forget about everything. Everything, just act like it never happened.
Right.
As for right now, this is how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he suspends all those other things that he said because he sees danger taking place in his family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the authors of our Constitution were so wise. They knew those moments would come, uprisings and things would come, that like a father, you would need to step up and say, wait a minute, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so nobody can like pull out democracy and say, you can't do this, because the Constitution allows for martial law. I think about Hurricane Katrina and what was happening in New Orleans, the looting and the thievery and the absence of police officers. I think one of them was even shopping in a buggy in a store in uniform. She was actually doing that.
Oh, wow.
And it was just craziness. And people were being shot. People were being robbed. People were being killed. The storm was killing folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like mayhem. And I'd like to you hear what, you know, Rick Joyner went down there to help as well with Morningstar Ministries. And they were in fear for their life. And suddenly, martial law was called. This is how it is. We're suspending all that. A curfew was put in. And all of a sudden, everything you could normally do was suspended. And it was a big relief for them. They realized how important that was. That martial law at that one moment was so important. It kept people alive.
Mm-hmm.
It kept people from being hurt. Of course, it all depends on who the marshal is, but either way, when you see, you know, tyrants and, you know, mass mayhem and, you know, crazy things going on, it's not time for you to jump up and start, you know, saying, let's vote on this thing. It's, you know, sometimes you have to come in and just say, I don't care what I said right now. Let's take a moment and pause.
Right.
And if you read the Constitution, you'll notice martial law is actually in the Constitution. It's written inside the Constitution. And when you're looking at potentiality of that taking place in America, I'm not, and neither was Rick Joyner, you know, advocating martial law that we should do this thing. However, it is inevitable if we are prepared for what's going to take place. It seems like what's going to be taking place in our nation, mm-hmm. there's going to be some martial law exercised.
Mm-hmm.
Don't see that as a negative thing always, because in that you're going to find out that, hey, a looter who would have went through your neighborhood and robbed your house now can stand out, because everybody's supposed to be in their house by 9 o'clock or before sun goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll see that one person walking on the street, and they'll be able to confront that person and tell them, you know, you're not supposed to be out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they may even arrest that person. And, you know, I'm not predicting any kind of conspiracy theory, and neither was Rick Joyner when he was talking about this. And you can find out more about this on the VFN Torch. But the truth is, based on what we're presently seeing,
mm-hmm.
if all of a sudden havoc happens, like, for example, Ferguson, Missouri, when you saw the local police were making an effort to be able to respond to the community's response to what many considered as an unjust happening that took place, it just grew beyond their ability, and they kind of overreacted. But it wasn't until there was some sort of state police sent in, and I believe after, eventually, I think, I don't know if the reserves were called out, but it was a progressive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, stronger force put out there and just saying there's a curfew, this is going to happen, this will be done under a controlled environment, it kept things from going out of hand. That wasn't a negative thing. They actually allowed Americans to be Americans, but they put down some curfews, they put down some different rules, and that was actually out, that was outside of the Constitution to do that. But that's suspending those things to make sure that everybody's okay, that human life is preserved. And we're not sounding any kind of warning because we think martial law is something that President Obama is going to do or not do. He may need to do it. He may not. He's the president. That's what he's supposed to do. And he got involved with Ferguson and the Attorney General Holder and came down to find out what was going on. And I believe they really helped out. According to the governor, they were talking about, you know, helping to bring justice to what was going on. And it's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. It's not a party type thing. It's just something that happens. Imagine that we're always at risk. And if tyranny can happen from the left or from the right, it can happen from anywhere. And martial law does not have to be like the end story for everything. Sometimes it's the fact that it's the beginning of a new season, because if somebody wouldn't have come in and done what they did at Katrina with the martial law, many people wouldn't be alive today. You wouldn't have it tomorrow.
That's right.
You know, it can be just a temporary emergency thing that takes place. And so I just want to encourage you as we're moving into this season, and, you know, we're in the middle of four blood moons, and, you know, we're seeing these things take place. And, you know, Matthew chapter 24, Psalms 83, you know, different things are just happening real quick. Like, when your country, there's several different reasons why this could be happening. One could be, you know, for the financial collapse. We're $17 trillion in debt and printing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $17 trillion. We don't even know what that means anymore. Mm-hmm. And so just for the fact of all of a sudden, you know, I think about Hurricane Katrina when it didn't matter if you had a paycheck or anything because there was no bank to cash it at.
Right. It was useless.
It was useless. There was no store to cash it at.
Yeah.
And then you had to have money, but there was no place to get money from because the place that had your money was washed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so moments like that, I mean, just you'd imagine a financial collapse where all of a sudden you have a paycheck, but nobody's going to cash it. Or you go to the bank like It's a Wonderful Life and you start calling your, you know, you want your money back, and they stand on the counter and say, well, I don't have your money. Bob's got your money. He's got it in his house. He's got it in his business, right?
All right.
And we're going to have a lesson, even though people enjoyed that movie for years. That was a huge lesson on America, how things work. Mm-hmm. They've lent your money out. There's very little money sitting at your bank. Those are numbers there, O's and ones, data entry. And so when you start seeing this potential, as a matter of fact, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, did a widely published study of American debt and concluded that our real debt is like $100 trillion.
Yeah.
$100 trillion. They're only talking 17 now, 16, yeah. 17.
Wow.
But it's $100 trillion. Which, you know, I did talk about Cloward and Piven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the goal of Cloward and Piven, was to crash things financially so you can reboot and do things better. Well, it looks like to me that there is potentially a financial crash, you know, coming at some point, you know, based on just that knowledge of that. But also on the fact that the Lord showed me specifically paper money being burnt up, you know.
Right.
And so as soon as, I mean, how many people are really driven by their love for money? And the love of money, not money itself, but the love of money is the root to all evil, all kinds of evil. And so if all of a sudden their lover's gone, the one that they lived their life for, the one that they went to work for, the one that they tolerated all these folks. This is what this one particular documentary done by the History Channel, what is called Armageddon. Mm-hmm. And it was like a scenario. What happens if everything shuts down for a while? And one thing they said in there, I thought they really stood out was, you know, rich people are nice until they're not rich anymore.
Right. Wow.
You know, right now America's rich. You think you're maybe you think you're not, but you'll just find out how rich you are when all of a sudden currency doesn't move like currency's supposed to move. And so what's going to happen in moments like that, there will probably be some uprisings.
Mm-hmm.
Since the reason why you You get some of the reasons you get money so you can go get food. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen? People are going to go to the stores, and they're going to begin to empty the shelves out. If they don't have money but they need food, potentially they're going to take the food.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of food that's going to be on the shelves. They don't stock food anymore in the back room mm-hmm. waiting to bring it out. It's first in, first out. It's got to come in on the trucks. Mm-hmm. So what's going to, if there are trucks moving, what's going to happen to the trucks? They're going to stop the trucks. What's the truck driver going to do? He's going to fight for a big truck of food? No, he's going to say, it's all yours.
Here's the keys.
Here's the keys. Right? So which means no food gets on the shelf.
Right.
And that thing builds and builds and builds. And then you start having people say, you know, one guy looks at another guy and he says, you know, I'm not going to see you suffer like this. I'm going to go out and try to find some food, some resources. And another guy goes, I'll go with you. I mean, no sense staying here. There's no food. I'll go with you. I'd rather go do that than to be here. And that's a noble thing.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else says, I'll go too. And now you have these people who have nothing looking for something. They don't have any money nor place to actually get it. So whatever they acquire, they're going to take.
Mm.
That's called a gang. But it's actually like a noble gang. It's like the right. Robin Hood gang.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who has the stuff that they're going to take is going to call it theft.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at a potential uprising.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people fighting over different food, and they're both saying, you know, I got to survive. What do I do with this? And so begin to think about these different things. We talked about prudent preparation. We talked about, you know, what you need to do, and you got to do what you got to do what God's called you to do. And in that, understand, if somebody talks martial law, don't be called on some mic somewhere saying, I can't believe that they're talking about martial law. First of all, that just shows that you didn't read the Constitution, because you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You have George Washington on the dollar bill. He was the first one that did it. Many presidents have done it. And it makes really good sense. It makes good sense in Katrina, as Rick Joyner was talking about when he was there, because they were in fear for their life, because there was so much violence and crime going on at that particular time. And so you don't want to see the soldiers, you don't want to see police officers in an adversarial way at a time like that. They're just being asked to go to Ferguson and stand there on behalf of you as a citizen, so you don't get burglarized, so you don't get injured. And so as we're going into what it looks like going to be some real difficult times and struggles, you know, we're going into the anniversary next week of 9/11, 13th year anniversary, and that's like the world has been set up for turbulence. That begin to read your Constitution. Begin to see how things are. Set yourself up for at least 90 days worth of some food and some water so you can help folks. You can be there. Don't put yourself in a boat where you got to walk down the street looking like, you know, Robin Hood gang.
Right.
That you're going to go down there. And in your own mind, you're not going to see yourself as a gang. You're going to see yourself as a noble person, mm-hmm. like Robin Hood.
All right.
But the truth is, they're going to see you as Robin, folks, mm-hmm. not Robin Hood. And you'll be considered a gang. And so I just want to encourage you in this, that seeing how America operates, and that it's a government by the people and for the people, there may be a need to enact with maybe a financial crisis, some sort of uprising. All of a sudden, you know, America gets physically attacked by somebody wanting to harm us. That be prepared and don't be naive and just all of a sudden go, I can't believe this. It's like, no, I heard it on VFN TV. I knew. I went and read my Constitution. This is something they can do, but I got to pray. Dear Lord, don't let it be a tyrant spirit that takes over martial law of our nation. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.